Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited-time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer and it won't last long, so order now.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've actually been in fitness for a long time. I just thought, well, you know what? I'm a little tired during the day. And that was one of the main things I was having. It's like, oh, man, you know, I'm just give this a shot. And so I started the Balance of Nature, and I didn't really feel a lot for a couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden, I had energy. And so for me, I was like, oh, my gosh, it took that kind of tiredness away. So now I don't feel that. So that is huge. And so I was just like, I cannot take this tiredness, but now it's gone. So yeah, I love the Balance of Nature for that.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It's a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret.
Yeah,
agent
this song. I play this song for all of you little FBI agents out there that like to dress up as patriots and CIA agents and people that work for military intel and love to just crucify your fellow Americans. I play that for you. Secret agent man. There's always so much good to be had when you're secret. Yeah, so fun. Anyways, welcome back to the show. Make sure and get FIQ Copper at the bottom of katedalyradio.com. Make sure that you are ordering that, got it for your family, and you have extra on hand. Also, it's called FIQ. You'll see it. And that's the best supplement. Oh, my gosh. We need our copper. It's the master mineral, and we don't have it. Glyphosate actually targets it out of your body. So please go get some copper. And what else? Oh, preparewithkate.com. Go to Patriot Supply on the bottom of the website as well. My Patriot Supply, which is preparewithkate.com. But you have to link through preparewithkate.com for the show to get credit. Okay. And you're helping the show stay on the air. So thank you for that. Tomorrow night is my fourth hour group. I love my fourth hour group. Can I just tell you? I love them. They get a special 800 phone number to text me. And I'm loving this group and the conversations. And when I was sick, Susan took over for me. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're awesome. You were filling people in about January 6th. So there's a lot of details that people don't know. Ashley Babbitt worked. Ashley Babbitt was Air Force Intel. And so that's why that's why the officer wasn't named that shot her. And there really weren't charges for the officer. This is why they took her out in a stretcher and she just sort of disappeared. But they went out and gaslit everybody and said, they shot a woman. They shot a woman. She was Air Force Intel. And I also want to say that there's so much like about the January 6th thing that people don't know. You have a couple of items to share.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and speaking of Ashley Babbitt,
uh-huh.
The guy who made the video, mm-hmm. Jaden, who was supposed to be Antifa or whatever, his father was also military intelligence.
Yeah, that makes sense. This happens so much that's why you always have to go now. Does this make sense? Did it make sense that an officer, was in the front of the line and the officer just came out and shot her? She wasn't even trying to get in. Also, I just wanted to also tell you, too, that No one got charges for assault. It was all trespassing. Had they assaulted anybody, they would have gotten assault charges. Are you kidding? They would have thrown the book at them. The one person that they did try to charge that with, it was dismissed and thrown out because there wasn't any backing to it. And so that story doesn't go viral. But the fact that there was an assault and the Patriots, 40 to 50 year olds with Let's Make America Great hats, just kept pummeling the officers. Really? Do you think that ever happened in America? No, they would have shot you dead. Especially around the White House, they would have shot you dead.
Oh, yeah.
And this was wouldn't have waited, trust me. And they would have thrown the book.
No, and some of the tells are that the guy who was on the top of a scaffold with a megaphone saying, move in, get in.
Yes, yes.
He was on top of a scaffold, and they have a clear shot of his face, and there is no mention of him on the FBI website.
Yeah.
They're not interested in finding him.
No, it's amazing when you really look under the hood on this, but there was a big buildup to the tapes, and then the tapes come out, and nothing, right? Not really. See Jacob Chancellor, a little bit. But yeah. They could have showcased the whole thing. They could have shown the parts that we're talking about. They could have shown that the whole thing was a contrived event so that they could imprison Patriots, so that they could do these things. Everybody played a part. It was a theater production and used against Patriots so that you wouldn't stand up for your country. You wouldn't stand up for the Electoral College, right?
Right, right. I was saying that Andrew Breitbart knew this scam where you would put a fake character out in a crowd and then the news media would focus on that character.
Yeah.
And he had Patriots creating signs. So they would go and stand next to the person with the sign that said he is an infiltrator or he is not
that.
A Patriot.
I love
with
that.
An arrow pointing at them. And so any picture would involve that.
I love that. See, this is where we need to get creative, people. I used to tell people when I would speak at events, I would say, the next event you go to, dress like a total libtard. I want you to wear an Ellen hat. I want you to wear, I love the UN t-shirt, paint the tips of your hair purple, look ridiculous, or wear a vagina hat, maybe some combat boots, but look as ridiculous as the libtards do, because then when they take the photos, the press takes the photos, they can't avoid showing a bunch of people that look like they're hardcore leftist globalists at an event. Why don't we ever do that?
We're just not thinking.
You're not thinking.
Because we're decent people.
Yeah.
We don't have criminal minds.
I know, but we don't think enough. We need to turn the tables on this. Dress up like a total lib.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Pretty
all
funny.
Right. So let's talk Silicon Valley and Jeffrey Epstein and the banks.
So
connections.
Silicon Valley is where I grew up as a teenager, and my father worked for a company there. And then I got married when I was in college, and we moved back, and my husband worked in Silicon Valley.
Right.
So, and then later he consulted in Silicon Valley, and was interesting to me as he took a limo that they had sent for him, this company that he was consulting for, from the airport up to Palo Alto. His driver was Iranian, and he said, how long have you been in the country? And he said, 2 years. How do you get out of Iran and come work in Silicon Valley, transporting executives? Mm-hmm. And he says, so why are you here? You know, and he's like fishing for information. You're like, what is going on? So anyway, lots of interesting things about that. But we all know that Silicon Valley Bank has collapsed. But do we know the connection to Jeffrey Epstein? I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Most people don't know until Amazing Polly, who we rarely hear of. She's back on Twitter. She does some fantastic research. And she figured out this connection. So we know that J.P. Morgan, there was a new story that came out that J.P. Morgan, the finance company, must hand over Jamie Dimon's records in the Jeffrey Epstein suit. So what happened was there were these lawsuits that went against Jeffrey Epstein's estate and a little known Attorney General Denise George of the Virgin Islands was doing all these lawsuits, and she won against the estate, and she won against Deutsche Bank for the victims, and because the Virgin Islands had a standing to bring this lawsuit. Well, when she filed this against J.P. Morgan and a whole bunch of other banks, a week later, she was outed. And I remember Melissa doing a story on that. And she filed it on the 27th, and she was outed on the 1st. of January. So they got rid of her real fast. But guess what? Here's the list. If you, there was an article and it said, yeah, she has filed suit against all these banks, but you have to go to the end of this one article, like five pages in, to find all the banks. So it is Fidelity, Charles Schwab, Bank Leumi, which is an Israeli bank, Wells Fargo. Now, these have ties, she was alleging, to Jeffrey Epstein. Wells Fargo, Northern Trust, and Silicon Valley Bank. Silicon Valley Bank was being sued. So this lawsuit is going forward, actually, through, with J.P. Morgan, and I assume with some of these others. But is there a connection that these are the ones that are collapsing? And it also turns out, well, let me just read this, because what J.P. Morgan said was, we had an executive who we kicked out, but we never encouraged him in any way, shape, or form. And it turns out his name was Jess Staley, a J.P. Morgan executive, and he sent a strange email to Jeffrey Epstein in 2010, just a year before he was released from prison. So there were 1,000 emails sent between these two. Have you ever sent somebody 1,000 emails? Who have you sent 1,000 emails to? I don't even know if I've sent my husband 1,000 emails. This was between...
Oh, wait, Hillary, her daughter's wedding. Oh.
1,000.
You forgot that one. Yes, over 1,000, like 10,000. So, but yes, 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 yes.
I mean, I was trying to think.
On her personal server.
Okay. Under what particular? So, so he sent these emails, and some of them featured cryptic commentary regarding Disney characters. And it says, so one of the texts, email says, that was fun. Say hi to Snow White. And Epstein, Epstein replies, what character would you like next? And Staley says, Beauty and the Beast. And Epstein says, well, one side is available. Are you getting this message? He's referring to these underage girls as Disney characters. That was fun. Say hi to Snow White. This J.P. Morgan executive says. So now...
I just got sick.
Now it's... horrifying. That's how bad it was. So now you have one of those banks was an Israeli bank, and they are trying to hold on in Israel too, because it turns out that this bank had joint ventures with a lot of, there were Israeli companies, there were Chinese companies. In fact, a lot of the investments had 50-50 Chinese partnership, because where does the biotech sector love to open companies? Not in the U.S., where they're overseen by a lot of regulation, right? They want to be opening up in China, where there is less, well, there's no human rights, almost no human rights, but there's less regulation. So it turns out the Israel Bank Leumi and Bank Hapoalim, they're attempting to help companies transfer funds out of the bank before their collapse, with the former reportedly helping Israeli clients bring $1 billion back to Israel. So this was a massive bank, and this was the bank that nobody thought was going to collapse. Polly brought up an article from 2000 that said, hey, federal regulators are looking at this bank in Silicon Valley called Silicon Valley Bank because of all their risky investments. And then the dot-com bubble burst. But Silicon Valley Bank stock went up because people transferred their money there. So this has been a risky proposition for a lot of years. And there is another... the Royal Group investment firm owned by... Emirati National Security Advisor, the Sheikh Tanun bin Zayed, considered purchasing the British arm of Silicon Valley Bank. So did you know there was a British arm? So there's various arms of the bank, including a German arm of the bank. So this is, if you want to think of an octopus, that would be, that would be consistent. But we know that this all kind of started with Peter Thiel 2 weeks before the bank started flashing
Peter
red.
Thiel, the InQtel CIA money guy who started PayPal, right?
Yes. That Peter Thiel.
That same Peter Thiel.
And Trump supporter, Peter Thiel.
Right. Fake Trump supporters, Peter Thiel.
Yes. Yes.
They all are.
Okay. Well, here's what's interesting. Mm-hmm. There was an article in 2019, and it said, Facebook board member and Trump supporter Peter Thiel made explosive comments Sunday about Google at the National Conservative Conference in Washington, D.C. So this was Peter Thiel at Trump's right hand making comments. But why was he appearing there? He was suggesting that there are that the FBI and CIA should investigate Google and ask whether any foreign spies, particularly Chinese spies, have infiltrated its research into artificial intelligence.
Yeah,
they accused intelligence agencies have long believed that Chinese intelligence. Well, now we know with the Twitter files. That they were all kind of working together.
Be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Susan Reed when I come back. Every Wednesday, Susan joins me. Be right back. KateDalyRadio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Chris Stapleton and a little less traitorous little FBI agents. You know who you are. We know you're listening out there. And CIA. That's what we need in this world. A little less Air Force intel and Navy intel and a little more I love my country, Chris Stapleton. That's what we need. You know I don't have much respect for the feds, but I don't know how anyone could. But I'll tell you what, we're in a pickle. We're in a pickle because we're so infiltrated. We're so infiltrated and we don't realize it. And if there was one thing that woke me up to our awful situation right now, it's how infiltrated we are. And I cannot say that with more emphasis today on the amount of people that I notice that are on the take. It's really, really sad. I love that version of Chris Stapleton's national anthem. I could play it every single day as a bumper, to tell you the truth. I love it. And that's how I feel about my country when I hear that song. But I've got Susan with me and a lot to talk about. So let's keep going.
We were talking about Peter Thiel and how he pulled his money out a few weeks ago. And the reason that this is interesting is Amazing Polly, who's done a phenomenal job of research, said that Peter Thiel's mentor was a man by the name of Rene Girard. And we've talked about Rene Girard with regards to scapegoating, that Rene Girard looked at history and plays and books and he said, wait a minute, people get in conflict because they're competing for the same resource. And then when there's all these problems, they look for a scapegoat and start scapegoating.
Right.
And then once the scapegoat's taken care of, they refuse to look at the real situation. So this desire that people have is one where after things like food, sex, safety, shelter are met, that things are desirable, but people don't know what to desire. So they look at what other people are desiring, right? So Peter Thiel, knowing that people will follow other people, pulls his money out.
Of course.
And then he knew that other people would start pulling their money out.
We're being gaslit into doing all the heavy lifting for our own demise so they don't have to do it.
Yes.
Yes. That's exactly what it is. And I hope that really resonates. They want us to go and run the banks. They want us to do the heavy lifting. That way, they're never the bad guys. The same principle they used with COVID. All they had to do was say, COVID, boo. And everyone went, I'll wear a mask for 3 years. I'll get the shots. What do you want me to shoot up myself with? I don't even care what's in it.
And then they look to other people to see what they're doing.
Yep.
And then just wanted to do it. Begged people to do it to him, right?
Yeah.
So here you have, he knew people would follow his lead. Mm-hmm. So why was he pulling the rug out under now? Mm-hmm. So there's startups in China that are also feeling the heat from this because there were joint venture funding coming out of the Silicon Valley Bank with businesses in China. So it's affecting Israel, it's affecting China. And it's just so interesting that a lot of this other stuff isn't talked about. How is it that Peter Thiel is the point man on pulling the rug out?
Well, he's CIA. I mean, I would use him. I mean, if you have the guy that created PayPal, right? And they're in everyone's accounts and can watch activity and stuff, and that's one of the only options you have to process money, and you're in charge of that, then why not use him? He would be the point to watch, wouldn't he? I mean,
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, and Business Insider came out in 2019 and chastised Trump and Peter Thiel and said, the claim of Chinese spies in Silicon Valley is dangerous. If you make the claim, that is dangerous. Now, who are we kidding? Who was Nancy Pelosi's driver for 20 years?
Feinstein.
Feinstein, sorry. Mm-hmm. Feinstein's driver was somebody related to the Chinese embassy and then found out to be a spy and then released, but never investigated. That was always my favorite story. Mm-hmm. The thing about all of this is we haven't been looking deep enough. And people like Jim Cramer on TV, who tells people what stock to buy, a few weeks ago, he was talking about Silicon Valley Bank. Fantastic. And also in 2019, chastising Trump and Peter Thiel for talking about possible infiltration. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now they're onto TikTok, right? They really, really, our government just says, oh no, TikTok. Mm-hmm. They are getting our information, China. And you go, you guys have given a pass to China on patents, you know, all the patent theft that when people who have had their patents stolen by China, they go, it's impossible to work through the government and get any resolution. Why? Right?
Yeah.
But I see a lot of criticism of the government, our government, on TikTok. A lot of people asking questions. Wait a minute. If this is the case, then why not this? Mm-hmm. They want control, our government, over. And our intelligence agencies, who we now know, had back doors into Twitter, Facebook, and would send them messages. You know, we need to flag these posts.
Isn't it funny how they sold us on, at the inception of the CIA, they sold us on, oh, all those foreign people that want to come get us. Has that ever really, truly been their role? Maybe 20% of it? Most of it's domestic. Most of it's here. When they say domestic enemies, foreign and domestic, that's the CIA. They are our domestic enemy, truly, CIA is, and the feds, and the intel groups. I also wanted to let you know, Proud Boy Henry Terrio. It was Terrio. FBI asset, right? That came out 26 months ago.
Yes.
Why didn't Tucker Carlson pursue that? You know, why isn't anyone pursuing that? Washington Post outed Oath Keeper Thomas Caldwell. Office of Navy Intelligence, FBI section chief. That came out 25 months ago. Why isn't any of this coming out? The fake death of Ashley Babbitt, all of this. All I had to do was watch the video of Ashley Babbitt to know that that was completely orchestrated. There was nothing real about it. You should have seen them running around, never even touching her, never doing a thing, and going, look, somebody shot her in the neck. Oh, wow. And not ever doing anything. She fell on her backpack. Anyway, we have to look deeper and understand who the real enemies are in America and how they're out to entrap. And a Peter Thiel is out to entrap. He's out to get you to do something. And most of these people are. They have a role to play. The theater production of traitorous America is taking place in America right now. You have a lot of people in occupations, regular Joe occupations in your community that work for CIA. They double up. They work for CIA. Trust me on this one. trust me on this one, okay? I just hope people can read between the lines when I'm saying, trust me, I can tell you loads of stories. Anyway.
So on that actual note, following up on that, Whitney Webb, Unlimited Hangout, who is a 32-year-old mastermind of information where she can dig and just really get some information, put out a new article that the CIA and Mossad-linked surveillance system named Gabriel is quietly being installed throughout the United States. And
just
she,
like digital currency is getting into.
Yes.
Yeah, all the tracks are being laid for all the states to do digital currency so they can out the dollar. Go ahead.
Yes. Cash. And it, this actually was launched in 2016 in response to a Tel Aviv shooting and the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando,
which
Florida.
Which was faked, by the way.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was faked. Go ahead.
And it says Gabriel offers a suite of surveillance products for security and safety of so-called soft targets and communal spaces, including schools, community centers, synagogues, and churches. So it said the Jerusalem Post said there were an estimated 475,000 such soft targets across the U.S., meaning that the potential market for Gabriel is huge. That is their quote, the potential market. And she entitles one section, Safety Through Invasive Surveillance. Safety Through Surveillance Invasive. And it's founding the former leaders of Mossad, Shin Bet, which is Israel's domestic intelligence agency.
We work with Mossad a lot.
Yes.
So Mossad was at the heart of 9/11.
That's like our CIA. Mm-hmm. And then Shin Bet is their like FBI.
Right.
Right. And so it says, while the adoption of its surveillance technology was slower than expected, now it has dramatically increased through the gifting through an anonymous philanthropist who gave the company $1 million to begin installing its product throughout schools, houses of worship, and community centers. So she said when she first wrote about Gabriel in 2019, their board of advisors included four individuals, Ram Ben Barak, former deputy director of Mossad and former director general of Israel's intelligence ministry, and the former chief of police for the state of Israel and the former director of overseas mission for the Israeli intelligence agency Shin Bet. And so all of these things tell you, it says, since then Gabriel's been courting American schools, businesses, and other institutions much more aggressively and have added more Americans to its advisory board. And so those include Bob Posica, former FBI special agent, former senior director for global security at Pfizer and senior advisor for the Chertoff Group. Now, we remember Michael Chertoff, who anytime you go through an airport screening with your arms up.
Or dogs sniff you up before you even get there. You can thank him.
Well, and they're, yes. And they're patting you down in places that nobody's allowed to touch you except certain people. That's him. He's on this board. And Don Hepburn, former CIA executive for 26 years, as well as former FBI deputy director. On and on. So does this sound like something that is going to be helpful to us? Or is this invasive?
That's the understatement of the year. Yeah, seriously.
These
people are on the take, and they're not just on the take, because you're naming people that are they don't care that you know what they're about. Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff. I mean, it's just a grotesque web that they've created, and they have their players, their actors, and playing the parts, and then they have the people that are just right out there with it and saying, this is who we are. We're traitorous Americans, and we are intent on taking away your liberty, your God-given liberty.
That's right. Well, and I like what she says in this paragraph. She goes, while it's certainly possible that these numerous former officials from America and Israeli intelligence may have no ulterior motive in advising Gabriel, it's important to note that the leaders of Israel's military intelligence and Mossad don't see it that way. And then she has quotes from them that just says, yes, we're very interested. These were built for this exact purpose, the main intelligence arm in this transference, cyber-related intelligence projects. So this isn't just to keep us safe.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on behind the scenes.
I think this audience gets that, yeah.
There's people don't talk about this. I would encourage you to go. It's a rather long article on her site, unlimitedhangout.com. Mm-hmm. But this is stuff going on behind the scene that people don't notice.
By the way, I hope everyone realizes that that little committee over J6, over January 6th, Liz Buffoon-Cheney and Adam Schiff and Adam and Jamie Raskin never, ever actually watched any of the video footage. They only gave it to their staffers to watch. Do people even realize that? Do people even realize that they only had one goal, and that was to incriminate Americans across America for being concerned about their country and their electoral college? Those buffoons didn't even look at the footage. There was nothing. Well, everything about the whole J6 thing was so contrived to incriminate as domestic terrorism. It makes me so sick inside.
They are saying that, but now I don't know if I believe it, because there were bookmarks at those pieces of film that Tucker found, and who knows? They may have seen it and gone, oh, well, we're not going to show that.
Well, they were hired for a role, and the role was convict Americans as domestic terrorists. That was their role.
Regardless.
It doesn't even matter what the footage says or doesn't say, what they could hide or not hide, right? Mm-hmm. It was all about incriminating Americans. That's how disgusting those people are. But the feds were frontline. That was your frontline, dressed up as patriots in the fresh new MAGA hat. Yeah. So gross. So grotesque. Anyway, thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
I mean, it goes quick. We have so much to talk about, too. Still, we could. Anyway, all right, you guys. Thank you. Really, thanks for listening in. And I'll put all this up on podcast. And of course, be faithful, be fearless, and see you back here tomorrow. James Rosen is coming on to talk about Scalia. So it'll be interesting to see what he has to say. And of course, we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody have a good night.